tell me how Project Connect went. I know, I think I heard 221 people were served, but how did it go?
So, it went great. We had gorgeous weather, and that always helps. And two things, you know, every year I try to think about sort of what was a little different about this year, because, you know, I think we all, everyone involved always feels that it's a very productive and meaningful event, meaningful both to the guests and also to the volunteers and planners. And, but I think what really got me excited about this year was two things. One was, for the first year, instead of having the housing providers represent only their own agencies, and then they would, you know, guests would come to their table, say your Empowerment Incorporated or CASA or Housing for New Hope, and then you would, a guest would come and speak with you, and you would tell them about your housing, about what the eligibility criteria are, whether there were any units available. And very often, because there's such a severe lack of subsidized housing in our neighborhood, people would go away empty-handed. Mm-hmm. So this year, you know, for instance, I work in the Orange County Housing Department, and we administer the Section 8 program. We administer about a little over 600 vouchers, Section 8 vouchers at this time, and the waiting list has been closed for 4.5 years. So you can imagine when you get on that wait list, you're on it for, say, a decade, maybe more, even if you have a prioritized status. So, you know, so we put our heads together and thought, what can we do that would have more of an impact on people's lives? And we decided to try being housing counselors this year. So under the leadership of Sarah Vinyas, who works for the town of Chapel Hill Planning, well, actually it's called the Office of, I believe it's Neighborhood and Housing, Sarah coordinated the housing counselors, got a group of housing providers together who know about the whole cross-section of housing that's available to people of lower incomes and disabilities and who are homeless, and they all sort of shared information and prepared materials so that when guests came to them, they could counsel them. They could be more like housing counselors and advisors. So they could talk about the whole range of housing options available to them after first doing kind of a thorough needs assessment of each individual that came to them. So, you know, when you think about that, they're able to, you know, really help this person, you know, say, all right, what's your situation? What are your needs? What are your resources? What's available to you? And then here's what's available in the community that might be useful to you. So I heard at the end of the event that it went really well, and some of the providers, like I remember a woman, Valoretta Roberts, who works for the town of Chapel Hill Housing Department, said to me afterwards that she had been to the event before, you know, just representing the Chapel Hill Housing Department, but she was really excited about this because she felt she had a much broader range of information she could share with people, and she could have a greater impact on them.
Does that also include sort of widening the scope, so looking outside of just Chapel Hill, Carver, Orange County? I don't know how wide the scope goes in terms of looking for housing resources, but does the scope widen that way as well?
So, you know, this year, so give us time, Aaron. This year, it was mostly Orange County, right? So it was really about sort of what are all the resources in our county. Mm. But you're right, it's important to know what's available in contiguous counties. So what does, you know, Chatham County have, Alamance, Durham, Wake, and to be able to speak more broadly would be ideal.
And is that something, I was speaking with Jamie Arroway, Orange County Homeless Programs Coordinator, is that something that will carry forward to sort of day-to-day activity outside of Project Connect that will sort of affect the way that you sort of conceive of working with people who need housing assistance?
Well, you have uncovered my dastardly plan, which is to do just that. you know, I'm really interested to hear. We're going to have a debriefing meeting with the housing counselors and Sarah to find out sort of how everybody felt about that. You know, do you feel like you were able to help people to a greater degree? do you, you know, think that this is an approach that could be adopted more widely in the places where we work? And I mean, you know, frankly, there's an organization in town called the Community Empowerment Fund, CEF, and they were, that organization was started about, I'm going to guess, 5 years ago or so by some UNC college students. And they have now graduated, but they have a huge number of UNC students who they use as volunteers. And they, I'm not a social worker, and a lot of them aren't either, but they introduced me to this concept of high-touch services assistance, where you really, it's very relationship based, and so you really, you know, take time with each person, and you know, it's like someone else mentioned this yesterday, where a lot often we, and actually it was a woman named Olivia from CEF who said, often we're very straitjacketed by our job descriptions. So if your job description is to do this and this and this and this, then are you also going to you know, kind of go beyond that to try to achieve the goals and the purpose of your job, such as, you know, spending a lot of time with an individual and, you know, referring them to people, a very proactive, very partnership-based, very kind of critical problem-solving kind of approach with people, when that's, you know, that's kind of hard to capture in a job description. Mm-hmm. That's more like strategies and tactics to achieve the, your, you know, the tasks that are in your job description.
So they're speaking again with Jamie Arroway of Orange County Homeless Programs Coordinator. Project Connect was yesterday. What then are the immediate, I guess, next steps, sort of moving beyond Project Connect? Are you going to continue, I know you always continue to work with the guests who go through Project Connect every single year, but what can you take from yesterday's event in terms of sort of immediate plans for moving forward?
Well, actually, kind of that leads me to the part B of the question you asked earlier, which is there were two things I was excited about, and one was that housing counseling approach. The other is that this is the first year that we will be evaluating or attempting to evaluate the impact and outcomes of the event. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're really like shining a magnifying glass on the event. We're with the assistance of two UNC City and Regional Planning Department graduate students their names are Sarah and Lauren, and they are working with a small team of us to, they did surveys of service providers before the event, really trying to get at what are your barriers to helping people more, to, you know, being able to impact people's lives and help them achieve their goals. What are those barriers? Because there are a lot of them. And in the homelessness field, a lot of what we are being kind of instructed to do by HUD, but what best practices tells us, is that there are huge barriers to mainstream services and all, you know, all services in housing, such as, you know, complicated applications about, you know, having rules and regulations that don't allow you to give housing to people with criminal histories or bad credit, and all kinds of barriers like that. So instead of streamlining the system and really helping people get through it, you know, with reasonable checks and balances, but it's, you know, a lot of times there's just these blocks and barriers. So then they also did exit interviews with the guests, and are going to follow up with exit interviews with the service providers, and then also try to, in 6 weeks from now, try to find out if they, you know, if the guests that they saw at the event enrolled in their programs, and if so, what impact that had. So again, this is like our, you know, our trial balloon here in our first year of trying to evaluate the event, but I think it's, you know, these are the kinds of, I think, approaches you need to take to any event, any activity, any program to determine, you know, are you really achieving your goals and making the best use of scarce funds?
And what's your bar for success?
So I would say, you know, I think last time you and I talked, you know, I said that I would rather see 12 people come to Project Connect and have a significant impact on their lives. And when I say that, I mean they found housing.
Yes.
They got the mental health care they needed to, you know, help control their bipolar disease or their schizophrenia or their, you know, major depression, mm-hmm. or they enrolled in a substance abuse program, and it's, you know, and then were able to, get their addiction under control so that they could then move into housing, find a job. So that's, you know, that's sort of measuring success, kind of more the end game. Mm-hmm. I'd think sort of more to answer your question, I think we would, you know, first of all, being able to sort of look at the results of all these surveys and to be able to draw some conclusions mm-hmm. about what is successful about the event, what is not successful about the event, so where are we just sort of spinning our wheels but not having an impact, and then also looking at the impact we have on people's lives. So, you know, what can the service providers do, and what can the project planners do better in order to be able to really, you know, have an impact on people's lives.